Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 85, entitled Focusing on Divine Correction in 2023. This morning, I was reading a post by someone close to me, and I began to compare myself to them. This person has many talents, and my flesh was attempting to deceive me into attacking and belittling their efforts. It was coming from a place of the past pain that they inflicted on me. But what if this stemmed from envy and jealousy? These are negative spirits that needed to be addressed immediately, and the Holy Spirit corrected my thoughts. My flesh wanted to rebel, but I knew that it was for my good. For the Lord disciplines and corrects those whom He loves, and He punishes every son whom He receives and welcomes to His heart. Hebrews 12:6 of the Amplified Version. The Spirit began to speak further and reminded me of how He chastised Elijah. At this time, as the Spirit imparted to me, He showed Elijah His might and His glory in a tender, merciful way. There he came to a cave and spent the night in it, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very zealous, impassioned for the Lord God of hosts' armies, proclaiming what is rightfully and uniquely His, for the sins of Israel have abandoned, broken your covenant, torn down your altars, killed your prophets with the sword, and I, only I, am left, and they seek to take away my life." So he said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord." And behold, the Lord was passing by, and a great and powerful wind was tearing out the mountains and breaking the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was then sound of a gentle blowing, the still small voice. When Elijah heard the sound, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" 1 Kings 19, 9 through 13 of the Amplified Version. What the Lord is showing me is that Elijah began to allow his emotions to control his actions. He was momentarily blinded to God's will for his life. He had gotten off course. God asked him twice, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" while demonstrating and reminding Elijah of his authority and who he is. I want you to recognize that when we allow God to change us, when we hear Him with a heart of flesh, we have ascended to a level of acclivity in Him with humble obedience. Many times we want God's blessings and everything that comes with this, but we don't want to accept His correction. Ponder these scriptures. For the time being, no discipline brings joy, but seems sad and painful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness, right standing with God, and a lifestyle and attitude that seeks conformity to God's will and purpose. Hebrews 12:11 of the Amplified Version. Behold, how happy and fortunate is the man whom God reproves, So do not despise or reject the discipline of the Almighty, subjecting you to trial and suffering. For he inflicts pain, but he binds up and gives relief. He wounds, but his hands also heal. He will rescue you from six troubles, even in seven, evil will not touch you. Job 5:17-19 of the Amplified Version. Those seven protections that are mentioned in verses 20-26 are powerful, but we must fulfill our part of the agreement. And I highly suggest that you familiarize yourself with these scriptures. And again, for the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching of the law is light, and reproofs, rebukes for discipline are the way of life. Proverbs 6:23 of the Amplified Version. There are several instances in the Bible where God corrected his anointed, and I will mention a few. This next one I mentioned before, as God was speaking to Cain. If you do well, believing me and doing what is acceptable and pleasing to me, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, but ignore my instruction, sin crouches at your door. Its desire is for you, to overpower you, but you must master it. Genesis 4:7 of the Amplified Version. What was unfortunate for Cain is that he could not hear. In the book of Jonah, he attempted to run and hide because he felt as if Nineveh did not deserve God's mercy. He knew they would repent and that God would forgive them. This mentality almost caused many people, even those who were innocent, to lose their lives. Read Jonah chapters 1-4. We must listen to God even when it is grievous. God said to Abraham, "Do not let it distress you because of Ishmael and your maid. Whatever Sarah tells you, listen to her and do what she asks, for your descendants will be named through Isaac." Genesis 21:12 of the Amplified Version. What I am learning is that our flesh is always contrary to the spirit. When we choose to ignore sound doctrine, it is usually our own selfishness and evil intentions that are the catalyst to disobedience. This is why it is written, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Hebrews 4:12 of the Amplified Version. The revelation that I have been given is that when you are open and receive correction, then you are truly growing in intimacy with God. This is next level eminence. It then becomes impossible to be bound by stagnant thoughts. It takes strength, courage, and resilience to be able to look inward, to speak truthfully with the Holy Spirit so that we can see and address these inadequacies. We have seen far too often the carnage that results when we allow our thoughts to go unchecked, letting them rot, which coincidentally is a synonym for fester. Except that our Heavenly Father is showing us why we must cast down these negative thoughts that breeds self-hate and self-loathing, which is then projected unto the innocent and undeserving. Remember, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God, that is his remarkable, overwhelming gift of grace to believers, is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, Romans 6:23 of the Amplified Version. And even more importantly, this chastening leads to self-love and self-worth. The glaring realization that I don't have to compete or be envious of another, because what God has for me, it is for me. A beautiful song. Google it. Finally, the Spirit is reminding me of this integral word, but quite the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are absolutely necessary. And as for those parts of the body which we consider less honorable, these we treat with greater honor, and our less presentable parts are treated with greater modesty, while our more presentable parts do not require it. But God has combined the whole body, giving greater honor to that part which lacks it, so that there would be no division or discord in the body. That is, lack of adaptation of the parts to each other, but that the parts may have the same concern for one another. And if one member suffers, all the parts share the suffering. If one member is honored, all rejoice with it. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 22-26 of the Amplified Version. Stay in your own lane and allow God's blessings and anointed favor to maximize over your life. But remember, through the latter scriptures, that we all are connected. What affects one of us affects us all. This is a spiritual law that cannot be undone. Always coming from a place of love, thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.